WTNW News Time is 7:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two Bryan residents were caught with property from two or more car burglaries early this morning. After 20-year-old Jackson Paris and 22-year-old Brandon Gonzalez were pulled over near the intersection of Holloman and Welburn Road, officers noticed a purse under the passenger seat. Each man was charged with two counts of burglary of a motor vehicle. Bryan police reported unusual circumstances to three shoplifting incidents last weekend at the Bryan Walmart. Police report having to run down a College Station woman, then struggling to keep her restrained. 35-year-old LaWanda Tolliver is accused of trying to hide under a pickup in the parking lot after taking nearly $700 of clothing, electronics, and beer. Officers say once she was found, it took several minutes to put restraints on her in order to place her in the patrol car for transport to jail. It was learned Tolliver was wanted in Bastrop County for resisting arrest, and she had seven prior theft convictions in Bastrop, Giddings, and LaGrange. Another woman was arrested after Walmart employees reported she'd removed barcodes from toys and placed them on a more expensive blender, portable movie player, and an Xbox. 30-year-old Raquel Fabian of Austin was also held for theft charges from Williamson County. And a Walmart employee was arrested after leaving the store with $150 of clothing and accessories. Officers say 29-year-old Constance Joy Taylor of Bryan also admitted to a second theft from the same store. The Bryan School Board unanimously adopted new attendance zones for Rudder and Bryan High Schools. The superintendent, Tommy Wallace, repeated this applies only to this year's 8th graders, not current 9th through 11th graders.
I've had several employees, several community members keep asking the question, well, that means that my child who's going to Rudder, who's zoned to Bryan, will have to move, or my 9th grade child or 10th grade child who is at Bryan, but we're in the Rudder zone. And I said, no. We're not going to change the rules midstream. That's not fair.
Next year's ninth graders have the option of going to the high school where their older siblings attend. The map and background information presented at last night's board meeting are on our website at WTAW.com. A new campus carry bill at the Capitol would allow concealed handgun owners open access on state college campuses. Nationwide, hundreds of college presidents signed letters saying they don't think it's a good idea. One of six from Texas is Tim Summerlin at Shriner University in Kerrville.
The risk of having people other than trained peace officers in possession of weapons, the risk there is greater than the potential contribution to safety.
A&M President Bowen Lofton was not among those signing the letter. He's previously stated that the university has highly trained campus police to help ensure our campus is safe, and he has complete confidence in their ability to do so. Other Texas college presidents opposed to concealed carry come from Trinity, Southwestern, Austin, and the University of Dallas. 8 years in the Texas legislature and another eight as the state's comptroller gives A&M System Chancellor John Sharp some insight. He had some observations about the new legislative session when speaking at this month's meeting of the A&M Faculty Senate.
The big driver always is going to be Medicaid, and so depending on how they treat Medicaid, and that's such a big chunk of money, and the $5 billion that may have to be paid back to Medicaid and stuff like that is always a big driver in any appropriations. But I don't get this sense, like we did in the last session of the legislature, that, okay, by God, higher education and public education is where we're going to find our money.
Sharp believes A&M has more friends in the legislature compared to the last session, due in part to meeting them in Austin and bringing them College Station. The Brazos Valley Community Action Agency and United Way have relaunched a grant-funded program offering low- and moderate-income families to triple their money. Administrator Tira Lozano says what's saved is matched on a 2-to-1 basis towards buying a first home, education expenses, or starting and expanding a small business.
So if I have a client come in and they want to save towards a house, over 6 months to a year to 2 years, they can save. They can save up to $2,000. And when they're done saving and they've met the requirements, they get a 2-to-1 match. So after they've saved $2,000, they would receive $4,000.
Residents of the United Way's 8-county service area can apply by going to the Community Action Agency website, which you can find by going to our website at WTAW.com. The Bryan Animal Center just finished its first full fiscal year in operation, and Head Deputy City Manager for Support Services Hugh Walker says December was unbelievably successful.
December was such a great month for us. Our adoption rate was actually higher than our euthanasia rate, which is a little bit unusual for an animal center. Our adoption rate was at 36%. Euthanasia rate was at 29%. Okay. So if we can do that in December, we ought to be able to do that every month.
Walker feels that having two shelters has been great for the entire community, and he believes the Aguiland Humane Society has also done well. He says the adoption rate, combined with staff's efficiency and care, has brought adoption prices down by about $30 per animal, as well as expenses. Services will be held Thursday for a former College Station City Councilman, Homer Adams, who served three terms on council in the 60s and 70s. Adams also served as College Station Postmaster and owned and operated a moving and storage company. Homer Adams was 90 years old. WTOW News time is 7:11. It's 45 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
It's the black tie event of the year, the party everyone's going to, your best excuse to get dressed up and step out on the town, the annual Opus Gala, the grandest ball of all. Enjoy dinner by Christopher's World Grill, dance to the music of the Emerald City Band, and even purchase a chance to win a $10,000 diamond ring from David Gardner's Jewelers. Don't miss the grandest ball of all, the 2013 Opus Gala, Saturday, January 26th at the Brazos County Expo. For details, visit opusgala.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure is still in control across the region today. The good news is temperatures will start to warm up a little bit as the high shifts off to the east. It'll be partly to mostly sunny with highs of 65 to 70 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low around 50. And partly to mostly sunny weather tomorrow, highs will be close to 70. Clouds will start to head our way tomorrow night, 55 to 60. It'll continue to cloud up on Thursday, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Both men's and women's A&M basketball press conferences yesterday, and a former Aggie assistant coach in hot water with the NCAA, all coming up with sports at 7:50.
There goes 7:14. Remember that New York State newspaper that made public the names and addresses of the gun owners?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, they pulled that stuff off their website finally. The Journal News says it's not because of the criticism.
Oh, of course not.
No. Or the threats against the staffers.
Of course not.
But in part because of a state law that passed earlier this week, giving gun owners more ways to opt out of the public record. Well, that's interesting.
Well, they took it down. It's a good thing none of the burglars know how to copy and paste.
Well, exactly. That's, yeah. There's no way that there's any record of it any place anymore. While the new law does not require us to remove the data, we believe that doing so complies with its spirit, says Janet Hassan, who is the publisher. In a letter to the readers, Janet adds that the database has been up for about a month, which is enough time for those who wanted to see it, got a chance to do so, and it would eventually become outdated anyway, because they'd get, like, new guns or they'd move. Oh, yeah, they'd move. Huh, they might not live there again or anymore. Not that critics weren't gloating a little bit, obviously. The interesting question: will the threats made to the paper and its employees now come to an end? You know, for a while they had to have armed guards at their offices, which is ironic because of the...
But you could find out where those armed guards lived.
That's right. That's right. All you had to do is get their names and you'd find out where they lived. And by the way, while we're talking about the newspapers, I mean, things are not wonderful for the newspaper business, but they could be worse. A new trend to deal with declining ad revenue, newspapers in big cities are becoming landlords. Several newspapers are renting out their abandoned office space. The odd thing is that, aside from the extra money, newspapers seem to like the fact that their offices feel busy again. It makes, because, you know, you remember the old movies, you'd hear the
stop
chatter.
Stop the presses.
Exactly, the chatter of the keyboard, the chatter of the typewriters, rather than the clink, clink, clink of the keyboards. But, yeah, I mean, it was a going thing. It was what was happening. And as the business editor of the Boston Globe said, it makes us look like a tech company. You know, like we're modern or something. The LA Times has been leasing out its empty office space, not only to other companies, but also to be used in film productions. The offices that you see in the movie Argo and Moneyball, for instance, were from the L.A. Times. That's where they used to work. The Boston Globe publisher, Christopher Mayer, decided to convert about 100 empty desks into an all-purpose area where local startups have set up shop and bands regularly perform.
Get out!
Okay, now that's great, but I hope they're not doing that at the same time, because if you're a startup... and you're in there and you've got your one telephone and you're trying to pitch people over the phone, you really don't want the garage grunge band behind you warming up, right? That's probably not a good idea.
Hi, I'm Bob. I'd like to sell you some. Shut up!
Yeah, really? Anyway, I have a building here that we use for a variety of things, bringing bands in, bringing events in. It reminds us and folks in the community what we do, which is produce a newspaper now, and eventually operate maybe a new hip-hop co-working place. But that's kind of a neat idea, that they took their space, and I especially like the idea of a business startup. You give them kind of a business incubator thing.
That's kind of like what the Chamber's doing over there in that complex.
Right, exactly. Chamber does that, and that's a good thing, so good on them for that. All right. Another relic of the 1980s bites the dust. How about Atari? You remember Atari?
Well, of course I do.
They have filed for bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Now, doesn't necessarily mean that this is the end. Atari will be seeking buyers for its logo and its games catalog, which includes more than 200 games, including your classic Pong. Hey, just as somebody who's... I don't know. I guess if you're 45, you played Pong, right?
Sure I did.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, imagine sitting your daughter down and going, honey, look at this fascinating game called Pong.
Oh, that's hip now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is that retro? That's good, huh?
Very. There's a lot of gaming systems now where you can play those old games on your new Xbox.
Oh, well, I like that idea.
Or you can even download a lot of them.
I just think that they'd get a little bored over that
it's campy and cute for
a while. Is that it? Okay. I'm thinking
which makes me feel really old.
I'm thinking like a 14-year-old boy doesn't really want to play Pong, okay? If he's got the chance to blow stuff up or play Pong, I think he's going to go for blowing stuff up.
I don't know. If a little boy's going to kick his dad's teeth in playing a video game, it doesn't matter what they're playing.
That could well be. Okay, I can understand that. But anyway, they've got 200 games, including the classic Pong, and the company is still hoping to grow into some mobile and digital gaming. Well, they better if they want to exist. The move is an effort to break away from their unprofitable French parent company, InfoGames. They got a stake in Atari in the year 2000, and then they bought the company outright in 2008. But since then, the rise of PC and mobile devices obviously has damaged the video game industry big time, so they're trying to make a comeback from that. Speaking of which, the online game Candy Crush Saga, I don't know it. Of course, I don't do that.
I've never heard of it either.
It's crushed the farm. BizReport.com says the confectionery-themed match puzzler now boasts close to 10 million users, almost a million more than Farmville 2. Candy Crush launched on Facebook last April and became available across the growing number of platforms, including the Internet, Android, and iOS. The game is played more than 55 million times a day. Obviously, something the three of us are missing out on. If you've ever played Candy Crush Saga, would love to hear about it.
Huh.
It's 55 million just on the Android platforms alone.
Would you really
What?
Want to hear about
it? Well, yeah, I want to hear what it is. If people play it 55 million times, doesn't mean I want it. Doesn't mean I want to do that. It can be played on one device or synced with others so that if you start playing at home, see, now this is scary. It syncs up, so if you start playing at home on a laptop and you want to continue on a phone while commuting to work, hopefully they're talking to people in the big city who ride on things and don't drive, okay? The games designer, a company called King.com, and it's Bubble Witch Saga and Pet Rescue Saga, also on Facebook, in the top 10 listings. In less than 18 months, this has become the second largest game developer on the Facebook platform with 70 million monthly active users.
Wow.
Didn't even know who they were, right?
Nope.
I must have accidentally blocked their request to that game because I haven't even heard of it.
And King.com.
Rest assured, mine wasn't accidental if I blocked it.
So now, Catherine Webb, we know who she is, right?
Sure.
Catherine Webb, smart enough to milk every second of her 15 minutes of fame. The former Miss Alabama, made headlines. Her boyfriend, of course, A.J. McCarron, BCS game. Brent Musburger, the whole thing, yeah, all that stuff. Anyway, a New York Post gossip column reports the brunette bombshell overheard telling fans about the move next week that she's offered a gig on Dancing with the Stars and also will be providing on-air reports during the Super Bowl.
For what?
I don't know. The story is a few weeks ago, just a few weeks ago, she was working as a trainer at a Chick-fil-A in Georgia. I guess that was before the BCS appearance. Yeah, so.
There's some sports reporter that's been busting her fanny.
Really?
In Temple Nowhere. That's not getting a job because this girl, I hate that.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the way it is. That's all it takes is having a 72-year-old guy go, on national TV, and you got it made. All right, now, Kevin, this ought to make you feel good. Scientific research, it's good to have a daughter.
Good.
They make their dads more generous. Their recent study found that when a male CEO has a daughter, especially if she's the first child, the salaries of the employees tend to go up.
That's why Mr. Downs is awesome.
That's it. And a female employee benefits even more. They also make their parents more likely to favor gender equity. In 2009, researchers found that people with daughters were more likely than others to support policies meant to increase gender equality. Also, they're more likely to support their aging parents financially. Good news for you, right? Okay, there you go. Study found that 67% of baby boomer women were giving their parents some form of financial support, 67% compared to 62% of men. Having two is apparently the recipe for happiness. Researchers who studied many different family combinations found that parents with two girls were the happiest.
Of course, you can always control how many girls or boys you're going to have.
Yeah, well, but just incidents. That's what I'm saying, though. Under those circumstances, the Telegraph said that daughters are unlikely to fight, will play nicely, and generally they are a pleasure to be around. Boys, on the other hand, not so much.
Interesting.
Yep. They can grow up into your friends.
I will tell you the gender equity thing is something I do think about now.
Okay.
But
sure.
I'm having a difficult time explaining to her that dad doesn't want her to play football.
Ah. Comes back to bite you every once in a while, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, she can play for a little while. I mean,
what
they've
about Powder Puff?
They've got some mixed leagues, I think, don't they, for the youngers?
Weren't y'all talking about the lingerie league earlier this year?
Well, yeah. No, Cap.
Yeah. Y'all are the ones talking about. Yeah.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions? But the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out. Maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggins a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
See you there.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. About 71 or so for a high temperature today and tomorrow. A little warmer on Thursday at 75. Then we cool down a little bit with a wind shift on Friday, 65 or so for a high, about the same thing on Saturday. There will be a slight chance of showers, about 20%. Going along with the wind shift, but it's pleasant out there. Right now, humidity is 86%. We have fair skies, and it's 46.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There are now 6.5 million young people between 16 and 24 who are not in school and don't have a job. This finding comes from a new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation called Kids Count. The foundation warns for the younger generation, dire consequences are ahead. Now, in the past, high school dropouts and other low-skilled workers could find work in the fast food industry or at retail outlets, but not anymore. Times are tough. Those jobs are now being taken by people with college degrees and experience. So the low-information, low-skilled workers are up Obama's creek without a paddle. In New York, over 400,000 of these jobless people, undereducated. Across the country, almost 20% of youth are in this predicament. A generation will grow up with little early work experience, missing the chance to build knowledge and skills, said this report. So, what are the millions of jobless and skillless, not-so-smart kids supposed to do? Plenty. First off, if they don't already have one, all of them should go get an Obama phone so they can keep gabbing to each other without running up a phone bill. And then once they have the Obama phones, they can dial for help from their hero, their Messiah, Barack Obama, peace be upon him, the one. They can ask him what government programs they can collect from until they're old enough to retire from their leisure and collect Social Security. Welcome to it, folks, the new America.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to 1.5 acres, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you?
It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the first time since Rudder High School opened, attendance zones have been modified. Unanimous approval was given by the school board last night to changes that apply to next year's freshmen at Rudder and Bryan High. Consultant Thomas Crow talked about one exception.
You'll be surprised, there will be a number of those younger ones who want to go to the new school, to Rudder, to the different school, because all their neighbors are going, all their friends around them are going. So mom and dads will be going to schools because the child says, no, I want to go with my friends.
But that's a parent choice. Zone.
But that's a parent and that's child parent choice. Absolutely. Okay.
Background information presented last night and a map are on our website at WTAW.com. A traffic stop near the intersection of Welborn Road and Holloman led to two arrests early this morning. Officers became suspicious when they noticed a purse under the seat in a car containing two men, 22-year-old Brandon Gonzalez and 20-year-old Jackson Perez, both of Bryan. Additional property was discovered, which had been taken from more than one car burglary last night. Hundreds of college presidents nationwide are pushing back against lawmakers promoting campus carry bills to allow concealed handgun owners open access on state college campuses. A&M President Bowen Lofton, who's not among the six in Texas who are part of a letter-writing campaign, says they'll abide by the state law, adding he has complete confidence in the school's police department to help ensure campus safety. One of the Texas presidents calling for no concealed carry on campus is Tim Summerlin of Shriner University in Kerrville.
Just creates a risk that I think is far greater than any security that may be implied by saying, hey, there are a couple of people in this room. If somebody comes in and starts shooting, they'll be pulling their gun out and they'll fire away.
Also sending letters from Texas were the presidents at the University of Dallas, Austin College, Southwestern, and Trinity. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp is upbeat about how the legislature will treat the flagship campus and system agencies.
I don't know how much money they're going to spend. I do believe very strongly that this university is in better shape, has a better story to tell, has more friends than we had in the last session of the legislature.
Sharp told the A&M Faculty Senate earlier this month one of the reasons he's optimistic is how they've done more with less over the last 2 years.
And a whole bunch of other people didn't. I can assure you that that resonates with the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee.
20 years ago, Sharp was state comptroller, and before that, he served as a state representative and senator. Three women went to jail last weekend accused of shoplifting from the Bryan Walmart store. 30-year-old Raquel Fabian of Austin was also held for theft charges from Williamson County. Police say she was seen removing barcodes of lower-priced items and placing them on an Xbox, portable movie player, and a blender. In a separate case, police say a Walmart employee, 29-year-old Constance Joy Taylor of Bryan, admitted to two thefts after she was caught leaving the store with $150 of clothing and accessories. While police reported no problems in those cases, officers had their hands full with a College Station woman leaving Walmart with nearly $700 of beer, clothing, and electronics. Police and a store employee ran down 35-year-old LaWanda Tolliver as she tried to hide under a pickup in the parking lot. Officers say after several minutes of struggling, they restrained her legs and got her into the patrol car. Once at the jail, they learned her identity. That led to discovering Tolliver had seven prior theft convictions from LaGrange, Giddings, and Bastrop, and she was wanted for resisting arrest in Bastrop County. The Bryan Animal Center's Hugh Walker says there are several ways to become a more responsible pet owner, including tagging and microchipping, but they also aim to help owners find and recover pets. He says if you lose your pet in Bryan, make the Animal Center your first call.
We always encourage folks to look at both shelters or both centers to make sure that they're being thorough and looking for their animal. And then we will track that as well. If somebody comes in looking for something, we communicate well between the two, and we're sharing information so that hopefully if somebody does lose a pet, we can get them reconnected.
Walker says for the last 6 months, animal control officers have made a real effort to get animals back to their homes instead of bringing them into the shelter. Tripling your money may sound too good to be true, but for low to moderate income families in the Brazos Valley, it's possible. The United Way and Community Action Agency have relaunched what is now known as Goal Savers. Participants will receive twice the money they've saved for qualifying expenses. Tara Lozano administers the grant-funded program.
We just want to see that they're saving in their own bank account. So they bring me a bank statement every month showing that they made, you know, a $50 deposit, a $100 deposit. And then we also provide them with 10 hours of financial literacy classes so they can attend free classes with us or individual sessions. And then once they've met their 10 hours and saved for their goal, they can use their money towards their asset purchase.
The money can be applied to first-time home purchases, creating and expanding small businesses, and education expenses. Online at WTAW.com is a link to the Goal Savers website. And former College Station City Councilman, 90-year-old Homer Adams, has passed away. Adams served 3 terms on council in the 60s and 70s, as well as the College Station postmaster. He owned and operated a moving and storage company. Homer Adams' services will be held on Thursday. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You. 492-1900.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Cooler temperatures we've been seeing will be giving way to milder conditions over the next several days. We'll have sunshine today. There will be a few passing clouds. It's going to be 65 to 70. Clear to partly cloudy with a low very close to 50 overnight. Tomorrow looks partly to mostly sunny, highs near 70. Partly cloudy with lows of 55 to 60 tomorrow night. And it's mostly cloudy during the day on Thursday, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maybe that's why I don't win in the lottery, because my thing doesn't ever come up.
That's Coach Blair talking about the A&M SEC schedule. We'll get to that, plus the comments from Coach Kennedy on the press conferences yesterday, and a former A&M coach in some hot water with the NCAA, all coming up here in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, my thing's never come up either. I mean, you gotta buy from a convenience store in Navasota to make that thing come up, apparently. Wow, like $1 million or something or another, huh?
Oh, got some good stuff going on.
Is it anybody local, or do they know, or have they said?
Don't know yet.
Doesn't matter. The people who own the store get a chunk, you know, which is not a bad deal. But
so while you're there congratulating, buy cigarettes.
Yeah. Please buy cigarettes. If you've got nothing else to do today, buy cigarettes. Again, don't have to smoke them, but it's for the children. So please buy cigarettes. I think we told you yesterday that the Batmobile sold over the weekend. And then I think one of the first new Corvettes sold, the Batmobile, for $4.2 million. One of those first Corvettes for $1.2 million. Well, former President George W. Bush's truck sold at that Barrett-Jackson auction over the weekend. Yep. It's a 2009 Ford F-150 King Ranch 4x4 Super Crew. $300,000 for that.
Now, was this juiced up with bulletproof?
I'm not sure. I don't know that it necessarily would have to be because, you know, you're out there in Crawford, Texas, and he's pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. Nonetheless, $300,000. It goes to the Fisher House Foundation, a charity that helps U.S. military families. President used the truck to haul around stuff on his Crawford ranch. Signed the airbag panel for the buyer as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess so. Good that there wasn't a dot that you had to make, or it might have made the airbag come out. But anyway, in a video.
That's just silly.
I understand. In a video which the buyer picked up, the former president said, "I was driven on the street only many, many years ago." Yeah, I can't do a good George.
Oh, my gosh.
But I've been able to drive this truck to my ranch, so there you go. All right.
It sounded better in your second sentence.
Thanks.
It sounded good.
Hello.
You got it.
All right, well, let's go. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are...
Well, we haven't heard from her for a while.
No, we haven't.
Year, I think.
Yeah.
30, 625.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking.
Cat was here, too.
Laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
So
she's
I'm hoping
sexist,
it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays.
Right.
That
it's
not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Don't worry about calling me back. Yeah. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye. There. Burn it with that, baby.
Tyler Stone.
Yeah, it's just Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Swift.
I've just stepped into one of the seven layers. Never mind.
Yeah, that's okay.
Why are you doing this?
Well, because it's a good beat right there. Don't you need something to get you going this morning?
I think my spine is decalcifying.
And it's so sugary sweet, you just can't stand it.
I will give her credit, though.
What?
She knows how to write for her target.
She's rich.
She is.
Yeah. Shame on me.
Now I know how my dad felt when I played Kiss.
See? Yeah, there you go. That's enough of that.
Thank you.
A little of that goes a long, long way.
Taylor Swift being compared with Kiss. That is something I never thought I would hear.
Doesn't happen too often. That's
made sense, though. Didn't Scott knew.
Yeah, I did. Yep, I could relate. Hello.
Hey, I cut on WTAW this morning so that I could hear y'all talk.
Yeah, and all you.
All I'm hearing is music.
Thank you. Okay.
Now that is awesome. I've never heard that.
Okay. Calling that music was a bit of a stretch.
It was a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Hey, for all you oldsters now, it's time for a little history lesson. This comes from my good buddy Henry Mayo. A long, long time ago, way, way, way back in the mid-60s, I don't know if you knew this or not, but public schools basically weren't integrated, okay? You know, that was something, and they try to hang that on the South, but, I mean, just to get up on my soapbox for a minute, the racial problems they had in the Northeast at the schools were far worse than they were down here.
True.
But they didn't want to talk about it up in the Northeast. But anyhow.
Because they're highfalutin.
So, right. So the idea was that they would stair-step the integration in. They'd start at first grade, then the next year they'd have first and second grade, then first, second, and third, and they felt like slowly but surely they would be able to get things taken care of. And it was no different at A&M Consolidated. They did the same thing, and I think they were about, they were 2 or 3 years into it, I guess, in 1966. But on Thursday, January the 20th, 1966, the Texas A&M Fire Department received a call at the Lincoln School. The entire school burned down that Thursday night, and A&M Consolidated was fully integrated on the next Monday.
Now, there was a strong rumor that that was done on purpose.
Well, there was some talk about that, and I don't know as they go back and look at it. Anyhow, the first call came in, and the thing to remember is that there were a lot of folks standing around watching, and that made it tough for people to get in there. 10 classrooms in the high school building, the principal's office, teacher's lounge, library, all destroyed. Buildings that weren't damaged were the gym, which is still standing. And, of course, that's where the Lincoln Center is now. A couple of classrooms and an auditorium and assembly hall were still there.
I didn't realize that was part of the original structure.
That is. That's part of the original campus. The damage to the Lincoln School complex estimated at $65,000, and 100 students had to be displaced. And, again, boom, they were completely integrated at A&M Consolidated on that Monday morning. And I'm not going to be naive enough to say that everything was okay, but I have to say, in the grand view, really within 90 days, things were all right, and it was done. So they were from K through 12 integrated overnight.
Were you there?
I was there at the time. I was a sophomore there at the time.
No kidding.
Yep, absolutely.
Was it unusual?
Yes, it was. I mean, and there was, you know, obviously there was a little bit of problem, but
sure.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you our basketball team got a lot better.
Sure.
We got much better from that standpoint. And obviously it was difficult for some of those students to be able to move forward because they weren't necessarily at the same teaching level that at Lincoln that they were at Consolidated. But, you know, it's like anything else. Some people, you know, slipped through the cracks and you know, it didn't work for them. But overall, I'd have to say that being forced into the situation as it was, it worked out. But that was in 1966. Actual date was January the 20th, 1966.
When I was in college, we were walking around campus, and one of the kids I was playing football with was staring at one of the black kids before we started practice.
All right.
And I asked him why. I said, because he'd never seen one other than on TV.
Yeah, I mean, again.
And I looked at him, because, I mean, I grew up in St. Louis as a young kid.
Right.
And I was the minority.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at him going, what do you mean you've never seen a black person other than on television?
Well.
Which just never happened. We didn't have any in my town.
Sure. And, you know, Kemp School was the black school in Bryan, and Lincoln School was the black school in College Station. And you know, really, even after that, when I moved over to the Golden Triangle, it was very interesting because there were no black students at Vider.
There
were none at Port Neches Groves, and there were none in Nederland. But Port Arthur Jefferson, that was pretty good, you know, and Port Arthur Lincoln, that was pretty good. Those schools were. So it's an interesting situation, but the way that integration took place in College Station is a little different. Hey, yesterday we told you about the girl with the Hello Kitty bubble gun. Remember the bubble shooter?
Yep.
We have more information this morning on this. The Hello Kitty terrorist, the 5-year-old Pennsylvania girl dubbed a terrorist threat, suspended from school. The girl was waiting for the school bus when she told a friend, I'm going to shoot you and I will shoot myself with the pink toy gun. She didn't have the gun with her at the time. School officials questioned the kids about the incidents, prompting a 10-day suspension.
For a bubble gun.
Yeah. The questioning reportedly lasted 3 hours.
Oh, I'd have been talking to somebody.
The girl's mom said she was told she could go to jail. This is a 5-year-old. She was told she could go to jail. That wouldn't be traumatic at all, would it?
I would be in jail at that point. I would be visiting with somebody and be very vocal.
Following a parental request, the suspension reportedly was cut down to 2 days for threatening a fellow student. All right, there you go. There's our overreaction report.
Oh, today. I would,
the kids who threatened me had gone to jail. Everyone would be in jail. That's silly.
Why were you threatened by everybody?
Just because kids are mean. Everybody picked on by other kids?
Oh, no, not anymore. You can't do that anymore. No, no, can't do that. That's what that whole bullying thing is about.
I had a kid take something that was mine, and I said, hey, that's mine. And she said, you know, the thing about finders, keepers, losers, weepers, right. And I wanted to punch her in the face. Well, and I've always hated ever since then, anytime anybody says that.
Do you drive around looking for her?
Is spending more time with family and friends on your list of New Year's resolutions? If only you had more time. By calling the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you can. Molly Maid will customize a plan that fits your needs, budget, and schedule. Start your year off right. Enjoy coming home to the clean you can trust. So what are you waiting for? Call 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Have you noticed? Thanks to technology, you can pretty much work anywhere these days. That also means we're at risk for working everywhere. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. For months, my wife and I had planned a wonderful vacation with our two boys to a Southern California amusement park. Trent and Troy, ages 9 and 7, they were so excited. Every day. Is it time, Dad? Are we going? Finally, the big day arrived, and it was beautiful weather. We got through the gate, and sure enough, the phone started to ring. It was the office. It was the first FYI of the day. Something brewing, but we'll get back to you later. Just as soon as the first conversation ended, another call came in. Same issue, bigger problem. And then another, and another. I finally suggested that Gene and the boys just go ahead and have a good day in the park. I'll catch up to you. I established a virtual office, finding space at a small picnic bench under a tree. And we hashed out things for several hours. And finally, the big crisis was over. But the day with my family was a bust, and I felt guilty all the way home. Interruptions in life are inevitable and sometimes unavoidable. But in an age where nearly anyone can get our attention anytime or anywhere, I think we need to remember our kids desperately want to keep our attention, too. The next time we go on vacation, I just might conveniently leave my phone in the hotel room. You might want to think about doing that, too. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3.
Hey, so just ahead of the sports, we did find out a caller did tell me about the Hello Kitty bubble gun that they have changed it now. You can only have a 7 bubble clip on it.
There we go.
How am I going to follow that?
Yeah.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:53. Yesterday was the Coach Kennedy press conference after a big win at Kentucky. The Aggs have dropped the last two, including a heartbreaking loss to Bama with just 9 seconds left. Coach was asked, actually, what happened in the game with Alabama.
Only had 5 offensive rebounds against Alabama, and we've got to get second chance opportunities. And against LSU, it's going to be similar because their post guys are actually better than Alabama's.
The men hit the road to play LSU tomorrow. Tip-off is at 7 on WTAW. The ladies, on the other hand, have been playing lights out, dismantling the number 12 team in the country, Georgia, on Sunday. And it hasn't been an easy road for the ladies in the first year of the SEC. Here's Coach Blair on their tough schedule.
They dealt us a welcome to the SEC schedule. And so far we're answering, knowing that we've had to play at Arkansas, played at Kentucky, and played at Georgia, three NCAA teams of last year. I would love to see that random computer. Maybe that's why I don't win in the lottery, because my thing doesn't ever come up, and that's supposed to be random too.
The ladies play Mississippi State Thursday at 7 in Starksville, and that's on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone, our sister station. Aggie sophomore sprinter Dion Lindor earned national acclaim for his performance during the Texas A&M Triangular this past Saturday as he was named the Division I Men's National Athlete of the Week by the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association. Lindor won the 400 meter in a world-leading time of 45.91 seconds as the number four Aggies won the triangular meet over number one Arkansas. The NCAA is expected to release a notice of allegation as early as this week regarding the Miami investigation. A source close to the situation told CBSSports.com that former A&M assistant Miami and current Missouri head basketball coach Frank Haith is expected to be charged with unethical conduct and failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance. The source told CBS Sports that the NCAA was unable to prove the allegation from the Miami booster, Nevin Shapiro, that Haith or anyone on his staff was paid $10,000 to a family member of a former player. However, Haith will be charged with unethical conduct because the NCAA did not believe his story that the payments to his assistants intended for camp money did not wind up going to repay Shapiro, who made the allegation to Yahoo Sports back in August of 2011.
Duncan with a couple of dribbles, spins baseline, fires, jumper good. Tim Duncan with the basket. He's got 24.
And he added 17 rebounds to help San Antonio recover after blowing a 17-point lead to go on and beat Philadelphia 90-85. The Sixers took a 7-point lead midway through the fourth quarter but missed 9 of their last 10. Evan Turner scored 18 points and had 12 rebounds for Philadelphia, which lost 7 of its last 9 games. James Harden scored 29 points yesterday as the Rockets snapped a 7-game losing streak by beating the Charlotte Bobcats 100-94. Looking now at the AP, Duke is back on top of the Associated Press men's college basketball poll after a week's absence. The Blue Devils moved up 2 spots after losses last week by Louisville and Indiana, which were ranked number 1 and number 2, respectively. Baylor continues to be number 1 in the ladies' side of the AP in the women's college basketball poll, making it 3 weeks in a row. Notre Dame, UConn, Duke, Kentucky round out the top 5. And finally, in the Pro Bowl, Atlanta's Matt Ryan has a sprained shoulder, and New England's Tom Brady has a undisclosed injury, so the quarterbacks will be taking a pass on this week's Pro Bowl game in Hawaii. Houston Texans tight end Owen Daniels has been added to the AFC Pro Bowl roster. This will be Daniels' second Pro Bowl appearance. He's joining teammates Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, Matt Schaub, J.J. Watt, Dwayne Brown, Jonathan Joseph, Chris Myers, and Wade Smith on the team. The Texans are very well represented in the Pro Bowl. That's your sports brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, it's pretty much the loser bowl, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, you get to play one more game and make a little extra money and have a free trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, great. Tom Brady has an undisclosed. I like that. I mean, rather than fake something, he just goes, I'm hurt. What is I'm hurt.
Yeah. That's code for I don't want
to. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he needs a trip to Hawaii because.
Right. Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
If you want to drop it, drop the weight, drop it with Robin Roberts. If you want to stop it, stop smoking, stop it with Robin Roberts. If you want to improve it, your golf game, improve it with Robin Roberts. These positive changes are a phone call away. Call me, Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist. I have an impressive list of success stories, techniques, and motivation for you to achieve your lifestyle changes. Don't wait any longer. If you were going to do it yourself, you would have done it before now. That's Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, 739-7143.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Well, while we're talking about sports and good stuff like that, if you happen to watch either the playoff games, the AFC and the NFC championship games, you weren't alone. Those will be the highest rated shows this week. 41.5 million viewers overall for CBS for the Ravens-Patriots game.
Unfortunately, those are the best two games. The Super Bowl, I don't think it's going to matter to much.
I agree. However, it was not as big as last year's Giants-San Francisco game.